From muscle power to motor power, the storm that changed everything. Back in the day, fishing on Lake Constance meant one thing above all: hard physical work. Fishermen would often row for hours to reach their fishing grounds in all kinds of weather. It wasn't until 1914 that the use of motors was officially regulated. And the rule was pretty strict. Engines were only allowed for getting to and from the fishing grounds, not for the actual work, like hauling in heavy nets. At the time, engine power was limited to just 6 horsepower. And if you wanted to use a motor, you had to pay for it. Unsurprisingly, the new technology sparked debate. Many fishermen were skeptical. They worried that boats with greater range might lead to overfishing. And on top of that, motors were expensive. Not everyone could afford one. Then came the 22nd of June, 1914, a day that changed everything. Around 180 fishermen were caught in a sudden storm between Langenargen and Friedrichshafen. The few boats that already had motors made it back safely to the harbor. The others, relying on oars or sails, stood little chance against the storm. Several boats capsized, and 8 fishermen lost their lives. The storm was so violent that one boat, with its entire crew, was swept over a lakeside wall and ended up in a garden. After that, things were clear. Motorized boats weren't just a luxury. They could save lives. And from then on, more and more fishermen started using motors on Lake Constance.